Hello.
Can John come out and play?
Who is this?
Drew.
Drew who?
His friend.
I'm just kidding. It's me. I'll be right out.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm Drew.
And I'm John.
And you're listening to The Ourchive,
our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time.
The schoolyard is where legends are made.
All right.
Because stuff happens, and everybody has their own perspective on it, you know?
Yeah, we're all humans.
Right.
We all see things the way...
One person says it went this way, another person says it went that way.
The kickball?
Yeah, the kickball.
It went that way. Right.
It went that way. How big was it? There's a thing that I've noticed wherein, like, years on, you know, it's been 20 years since I was in a schoolyard, you know?
Okay.
Wait, is that right? Maybe not 20 years, but it's been a while. Let's say it's been a while.
Yeah.
But like there are moments that I remember very vividly, and I feel like my mind has constructed this
sure
legendary status around those moments.
It probably,
the context has grown.
Your memory is probably inaccurate.
Yes.
Most likely, if you were to view this event or events,
mm-hmm,
you know, if you could travel back in time, it probably wouldn't.
If I could turn back time.
That's what she was talking about.
I'd go to play recess. She just wanted to go.
Yeah.
See herself as a little girl playing Foursquare or something.
But you probably would be surprised at how different it is than what you remember.
Yeah. It would not play out in exactly the same way that I remember it playing.
Yeah, it would be different.
And not everything that I remember about the schoolyard related to just playing. And in fact, most of the really, really striking memories that I have were sort of unrelated to that.
Yeah.
But like they were part of that culture. Like,
okay.
Like I remember maybe like second grade, and I'm out behind this school. I had my school was the street that it was on. It was between a regular, you know, road, mm-hmm, and the interstate. So the interstate was along the back of the school. So there was a fence there, a chain link fence, big tall chain link fence, and then the highway.
Right.
Which was also great because that just reminded me that I remember there was like there was some story in the news, like one of those things that got blown out of proportion, mm-hmm, but like there was like a threat that like somebody was like, there was a sniper,
ooh,
who was like targeting school kids or
wow
something. So we used to like at recess, we would run to the chain link fence by the highway and look for the sniper.
What? Smart kids.
Yeah.
Let's find the sniper.
Hey, I hear there's a sniper on the loose. Let's go see him.
Hey, I see him.
Hey, the sniper is like scanning the landscape.
And we're like,
he comes across like a row of children waving at him.
Hi.
With big red targets on
yeah
them.
Yeah, you guys are wearing shirts.
Shoot me down.
Like big signs, like those... you know, like puffy paint
yeah
and stuff, and it's like, shoot me first.
Hey, Mr. Sniper. Yay.
Or like, you'd be watching the cars. Mm-hmm. That's not him. Mm-hmm. Nope, not him. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Wow.
But along the side of that fence by the highway, there was a sewer outlet, you know, like
yeah
a drainage,
yeah.
drainage trench or whatever. And we could see from our vantage point, we could see the opening of this little drainage thing. And I mean, it was like a foot and a half wide.
Yeah.
It was not very large,
right?
You know, like so
is
small.
Is it like a pipe or is it like a half pipe?
It's like a concrete, a concrete, what do you call those things?
Pipe.
Pipe. It wasn't really a pipe, but, you know, yeah.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, there was a pipe in there connected, but what we could see was just this concrete face.
Yeah.
You know.
With a hole in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sure that it led to a pipe mm-hmm. beyond there. Well, somebody came up with the idea. I don't know where this originated.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like I said, it becomes legend.
It's a legend.
But one day I was out there and this kid says, yeah, did you hear about the kid who got stuck in there?
All right.
And I was like, no, what happened? And the kid said, like, yeah, this kid tried to crawl up in there and he got stuck and he died.
Whoa.
And his foot was hanging out. It was just dangling out of there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So as soon as this happens, we're all like, you know, like peering like intently into this thing, waiting for like a sneaker to pop out or something.
Oh God.
And for like a week, every recess, we would go to that point and look for the dead kid's sneaker.
Oh, it wasn't in the schoolyard, right? You could
no,
see
it was just beyond the schoolyard. Yeah.
Everything. It seems like you were always looking
out beyond. Yeah. Yeah.
There's stuff going on outside of your schoolyard.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, there was other stuff happened, like, actually within the confines of the schoolyard. We built a clubhouse one time. That was also second grade.
Yeah.
There was, like, a tree stump or something, like, that was kind of in the fence at the perimeter.
Yeah.
And it had grown this, like, ivy and stuff over.
Oh, yeah.
And it had grown out, you know, to
half the work was done for you.
Right, yeah. All we basically had to do was crawl inside it, and it was, like, clubhouse.
There you go.
So we did that, and it was awesome. And we could fit, like, maybe two kids in there.
Was it gender exclusive?
No.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
No. I think because there were both guys and girls present when it was discovered.
Oh.
What's great about this is that when it was discovered, like, you know, this is like 3 years into my attendance at this school.
Yeah.
And suddenly, you know, I've been going to recess every day. Yeah. And then suddenly in second grade, we're like, look at this.
It's been there the whole time.
Yeah. It had been there the whole time. But we finally discovered it in second grade. And we were like, we claim this for us.
Yeah.
And
the girls were like, we're here too, so you can't.
And we were like, all right, well, we claim it for whoever's in here now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
that's all you needed.
Yeah.
Just be in a place that's like a clubhouse. You don't have to do anything.
Where you can't be seen necessarily. Which was the problem because.
Yeah, you get in trouble.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think what happened was people tried to stay in there past the recess call. Somebody always messes it up for everybody else, you know? If you stick by the rules, you know, like 1 minute prior to the recess call,
you get out
of there so that teachers don't see you coming out of there and you're good.
but
people lingered. And so the teacher was like, where's so and so? And then they finally crawled out of there and the teacher was like,
I'm here.
Yeah. So like the next day, I mean, it probably wasn't the next day, but I feel like it was the next day. Like there were like bulldozers out there.
No. The clubhouse.
Yeah, the clubhouse was gone.
Oh, bummer.
It was really probably just the maintenance man and a pair of shears, but I pictured like bulldozers, you know, wrecking balls attacking this little misgrown plant.
That reminds me of we had, you know, a jungle gym thing.
You had a jungle gym?
On the playground, yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
And it had a like sort of enclosed area next to the slide. So, you know, you'd climb up. It's pretty standard. There's a slide that does a corkscrew.
Okay.
Or whatever. A twisty slide.
Yeah.
And the top of that is like an enclosed sort of area.
Yeah.
Right?
That little metal hut.
So there was a period of time, I don't remember what grade this was, where I would like hold court up in that little that enclosed area. And I would sit up there, stand up there, like me and like four or five other kids. And I would stand up there.
You shall not pass.
No, 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 not like that. Not like kids would go through and like slide down. I have no problem with that.
You would just,
but the few of us up there would stand there, and I would do this accent and like tell the stories as this character I'd made up. And the character was based on only a name, on, I think, a character from The Secret Garden.
Oh.
Called Dickon, I think. Maybe I'm for some reason that's linked, the name in that movie or book.
They're tied to
are
this,
tied to
this memory.
I could be wrong. Okay. But I would stand up there and I would.
Can you do the accent now?
Yeah.
Okay, so pretend, yeah.
You're standing
on the slide and I'm crawling up there to go down the twisty slide.
You're not.
Here
no,
I come.
You're just coming. People were there waiting. No, people would go up there with me. It wasn't that, like, passers by would like stop and listen. Me and a group of kids would go up in there and I would do this. I would perform.
But like, and there were no kids coming through to use the slide.
Yeah, that would happen. I don't think I ever grabbed, like, I never got their attention and was able to keep them from going down the slide.
Oh, I like that even better.
With my performance.
You're like you're like a street performer. Yeah, you're doing your show and people are just walking on by.
But the voice was, and the phrase I would almost always start with, because it would get me into the character. Oh, I don't want to do this. I would say, "Hello, I'm Dickon." And then I would sort of launch into like some kind of narrative as Dickon.
What kind of narrative?
I think, like, I don't know. I think
was this a first person, like a soliloquy kind of thing?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I would just I forget. I would talk about, you know, what it was like being Dickon. I can't remember the specifics.
Hello. I'm Dickon.
Hello, I'm Dickon.
Every day I stand up here on this slide
by. It's a fictional world.
Right,
we are not in the slide.
Where were you
in
the fictional world?
I'm transporting them. Probably England.
Okay.
But
you could only do it at the top of the slide.
That's where I would do it. That's where it happened.
That was your performance venue.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. That's great.
Yeah.
I still like the idea.
Some kid.
You're like,
no one's.
Hello. I'm Dick. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, man. Have a nice day.
I just want to slide.
Righto. Have a lovely day. Dickens. I'm trying to think of like Dickens' top tip for the day.
Always go down the slide feet first.
Oh my gosh.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So you would actually, would you interact with these other kids or would they just stand there and listen
to
you?
They just listen.
Wow. How'd you sell them on that?
It was easy. They were really captivated.
Wow.
Yeah.
You must have done a very good Dickon.
Like, I did. It was a great, it was a hit.
I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose and the Queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
So you had like a full like playground setup.
Yeah, well, so it varied. I mean, so I went to preschool. I can remember the preschool playground actually that I had. It was a private school, and what I remember most from that playground is there was this wooden structure, and it was like just basically like a wooden frame that had two levels, and you would climb up a couple ladders, and there were slides that went off of it and stuff. But kids would climb to the second level and jump off down to the ground. It was like wood chips.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
The, you know, there's a huge thing. Like, if you could do that, you're so
jump
cool.
Jump from the second
and I
level.
Would go up there, and I just could not do it. It scared the life out of me just looking down. And years later, I think when I was a teenager or something, I was out with my parents somewhere, and we were near that school. And they were like, oh, this is really close to, I think it was called Child's Delight, was the name of preschool. And they were there. I said, oh, can we go look at it, you know? Because I still had this memory in my head of
just
this
calling
structure.
Back to you. Yeah.
And we drove there, and it, you know, as are many things, it was tiny.
Yeah, it was like 3 feet off the ground.
Yeah, it was very small. Like, I was taller than it at the time or something, you know? And I was, I sort of kicked myself. I didn't jump off of it. I totally should have.
See, you should have jumped off. Yeah, right then. Right there. Yeah,
you should have been like, I would have broken my leg.
Dispel, yeah. It's like a 2 foot drop.
Oh, mom.
What would be great is if, like, one of the teachers from the preschool who had you, yes, like, who supervised you, comes running out, man, and is like, Drew, this is why we tell the kids, don't jump off. Don't jump off the second level.
Oh, man. That's great.
We had one of those at our, like, I went to kinder care for preschool.
Yeah, okay.
And one of the, like, it was like same, I mean, it's hard to picture exactly the way yours was set up, but this thing was sort of the same way, where it had like a, there was a tall level,
yeah,
and then there was like a, it wasn't, there wasn't really a lower level, but you know, you could run underneath the other level, the upper level, which was great because that became like the, that was like the underground.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I know.
Or it became like, it was the Bat Cave, like the upper part, yes, was Wayne Manor, and then the lower level was the Bat Cave.
Yeah.
Or the sewer for the Ninja Turtles.
Nice.
Perfect for that, yeah. And there was a pole, like a fireman's pole.
This, so this doesn't fall under the purview of school yards, but there was a playground. Well, you know Queenie Park?
Yeah.
So in the St. Louis County area, it's a playground called Queenie Park. And when I was a kid, we would go there regularly, and it had this amazing setup of like, basically they had taken these concrete like sewer tubes or pipes, and you know, they
like
put
the
them
big ones,
yeah, big ones,
okay,
big for a kid,
right? Like the kind of thing that Tony Hawk would
exactly
like, do his thing in, okay,
maybe a bit smaller,
okay.
But they had essentially, you know, laid this down on the ground and then built around it, sort of a stone, almost castle like structure in a way.
Wow.
And it had, so the tube ran parallel to the ground, but then it also in the middle had a pipe that went up and out. So at the top of this castle-like structure, you could crawl into this tube and down into the sewer pipe, and you could exit on either side from there, but it was very much like the Ninja Turtles.
Wow.
So that was, you know, a boon for me as a kid, once Turtles came out and I knew there was a sewer that I could play in.
It was like, it was almost like it was made for it.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was made before the sewers.
Wow.
The sewers? It's made before the turtles came out. Before sewers.
This pipe system may work really well to eliminate waste. That was Dickens. That was Dickens' dad.
This pipe system you have here. Children, they play in it, but do you think excrement or...
What if we replace the children with our excrement?
Do you think our eliminations would travel through this strange concrete pipe?
Who are you?
Why are you talking like that?
I'm just the park ranger. I don't know what you're talking about.
I say, tell me.
Come along with me on this mental journey, if you will.
Please, try and keep up. This pipe.
Of course, we'll have to remove the children before we...
Yes, of course. We would not want to do harm to the children.
Absolutely not.
Do you think alligators would thrive in an environment such as this? Tell me.
What if it were below the water table?
Yes, underground. I've noticed that this is technically above ground, but could you put it in the earth, under the ground?
And then the children couldn't even access it. We wouldn't even have to worry about them.
We could put these metal discs on the floor, pardon me, the ground, and it would allow access, but only for adults. That was a great playground.
No doubt.
But my school, so that I told you, Child's Delight had the wooden structure.
Yeah.
And the same way where you, just like you said, the different levels had so
many...
They
became different things.
Yeah, they're very versatile. At the school where I spent my main amount of time as a student, Valley Park Elementary, had stages of playground. So when I started there, there was a blacktop, there was a ball field, and there was basically a collection of metal bars on some wood chips, right?
Right, right.
You could generously call it a jungle gym.
Okay.
We also had one of those half dome things, like the geodesic dome
setup.
Yeah, that
you can climb on.
Which those things, I thought they looked so cool, but I never really knew what to do on them.
Yeah.
Apart from climb to the top.
Yeah.
Or be inside of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you could hold court from those things too. I guess you could climb up there, but it was always
very
like
exposed,
there's nothing
though.
Really to sit on except one of those beams.
And those are not comfortable.
And they're not comfortable. Yeah. So you can only sit up there for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And inside, you're very exposed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't really work as a clubhouse because everybody can see
Everyone can see you.
Yeah, and there's so many holes for people to get into.
Yeah, you know? There's no way you could defend it.
Right. It's the most porous clubhouse on earth.
But eventually they knocked down the jungle gym, and they knocked that down, and at the end of the blacktop they built the one I was telling you about where I held court. We eventually got tetherball poles.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And the ball field always served as kickball field for us. At one end of the blacktop was the building, the school building. So we had a wall that we could work with.
Okay.
So you could, you know,
bounce something off the
wall.
Yeah.
What's that game?
Graffiti.
That game. Graffiti. No, what's the game where you throw a tennis ball against the wall? And then someone else catches it, and if you catch
I don't know what that is.
If you catch it in the air, the person who threw it has to run and tag the wall. If you try to catch it and you drop it, you have to run and tag the wall before someone else throws the ball against the wall. You know? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I don't know what it's called.
That was a game that we would play
because you had that wall.
Yeah, we had that wall.
Yeah.
Once they built that jungle gym at the end of the blacktop, that kind of stayed as it was from that point on, as long as I was there. Anyway.
Man, you had a nice setup there.
It was good.
I had like nothing, literally nothing to work with, which is why we ended up inventing things out of like bushes.
You had snipers.
And snipers, yeah. See, this is why we were looking out the fence, because
there
was nothing to do
inside.
Yeah, it was literally just blacktop. There was like no playground or anything like that. There was there was a balance beam over next to the bike racks.
Talk about, we had one of those actually. You just reminded me. We had a balance beam.
Yeah.
It was the worst thing.
What a waste. I mean,
gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't wait to walk on this.
I'm walking on the balance
beam. Look
at
me.
Now,
we did it.
Now I'm done.
I did. I mean, I would. I would walk on it.
You know what? It was great when kids started smoking. It was great to like see them try to look cool, like, because everybody who smoked like in seventh grade would hang out at the bike racks in high school, and that was right next to the balance beam. So if people like, it was almost like if sitting leaning on the bike racks wasn't cool enough, then they would
walking.
Go to the balance beam, you know, to look even more disaffected, you know. But they're trying to maintain their composure, you know, their posture.
Are they walking on it?
Yeah,
yeah.
They'd like have a cigarette in their one hand, and they'd be like trying to walk on the balance beam, and look interesting. But not look like they were struggling to stand on the thing. So that was always really entertaining. That was the only
awesome.
Enjoyment I got out of the balance beam was watching people try not to burn themselves with cigarettes.
Oh, man. That's pretty good.
I spent a lot of time at the bike racks, though. Again, once I discovered them, you know, 3 or 4 years into school when I finally was like, there's bike racks here.
Well, what would you do at the bike racks?
Mostly just hang out and talk about horror movies. But that's, you know. I was never, like, other than people would do, they would create space for stuff. Like, we would play kickball on the blacktop, you know? But there was no line, like a baseline or anything. So we just had to kind of
pretend.
Yeah. We'd
or
be like, okay, well,
head.
That crack in the concrete is first base.
Yeah.
And that one, you know.
We did that in our neighborhood because we didn't have any kind of, you know, field or anything. So we would use that kind of, you know, like the pothole or whatever could serve as a base.
Yeah.
But at school, we had a pretty good setup.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah. I remember one thing, talking about legend. There was a kid who claimed he could do a backflip.
Oh, I like where this is going.
And he, you know, he had claimed that he claimed this during school, like during class or whatever. Mm-hmm. So everyone's like, well, you're going to have to do one at recess. So everyone's really excited for recess to come. And, I should say, I guess at the end of the blacktop beyond the jungle gym mm-hmm. was just open grass.
Okay.
And so at recess, we all kind of went out to that grassy area and made this kid show us that he could do a backflip. And he did.
Wow. He actually did it?
Yeah. No hands, just full backflip.
Wow.
Not a back handspring, backflip.
I like that you made him do it. Like,
well, he claimed he could do it. He had to own up to it.
I'm picturing this like posse.
Yeah.
Like following him down the hallway on the way out. Yeah.
It was, everyone was so impressed.
Oh, no doubt.
It was amazing.
That's mind blowing. How old were you? Do you remember?
This was probably like fourth or fifth grade.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember if there were any like weird feats that we forced people to do. There was mostly it was just like, you know, somebody would say something in class,
yeah,
and then it would like reach somebody else,
yeah,
out on the blacktop or whatever,
yeah,
and that person would then call bullshit, you know, uh-huh. and like go in pursuit of that person and be like, you can't do that, you know, or you don't know that,
yeah.
or you know, you don't know that person, whatever.
I know John Travolta.
You don't know nothing.
You don't know John Travolta.
Sniper.
Hey, the sniper's here! Yay! Guys, come on. I got punched in the face on the playground.
On purpose or
no, not accidentally. On purpose. Some kid punched.
No, well, yes. This was like you were engaging in a fight with this kid?
No, I didn't want to fight.
Oh.
He just punched me in the face.
Why?
Did
you steal his girlfriend?
I did steal something, sort of. What happened was they were playing like kickball or something, and I wasn't. Mm-hmm. And the ball, or maybe, I don't know, they were doing something with a kickball. And it rolled over to me, and I picked it up, and, like, this kid ran up, and he's like, give me that ball. And for whatever reason, I was like, no. And he punched me in the face. Just straight up clocked me. And I, after he punched me, I was so...
Dickens does not give balls.
I'm afraid I keep this ball. It is in my purview. Your ball has found its way into my possession. No, after he punched me, I was so shocked. I'd never been punched before. Yeah. First of all, and second of all, like it was so unexpected, and without any warning.
Yeah.
So I was in complete shock, and I got punched, and then I handed him the ball. I was like, there you go. And he left. That was it.
That's a good transaction. Yeah.
So he punched me, like, right in the jaw, like, right in the cheek. Jaw cheek.
Like, pretty hard, or?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I took it, though. I didn't fall. Like, I didn't.
I'm surprised. I mean, like, you would think that you guys had a pretty good setup there. Why is this kid disgruntled?
You know, he probably had problems at home.
Oh, yeah. It's always the way it is.
Yeah. So I didn't hold it against him.
Yeah, that's all right.
I didn't want to get punched again.
Did you ever get punched again?
No, that was it.
Just the one time?
One and only.
Wow.
I learned my lesson.
That's a good record. Yeah, always give the guy the kickball.
Give the guy the ball.
I don't remember ever getting, like, punched, but I definitely got into a few, like,
tussles.
Tussles is a good word. Yeah.
Did you say tussle?
I did.
We said tussle at the same time.
We can do it again. Tussles.
Did you pluralize it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It kind of trailed off at the end. Yeah. So it maybe wasn't a complete. I mean, I said it in my mind.
All right.
But yeah, I got like, I would always, I don't know, for whatever reason, I seem to think like, I always had to defend something.
Yeah.
You know, there was always something that needed defending. Yeah. So I would stand up
the
for
sniper.
Whatever. Right. Yeah.
He's not
Leave the sniper alone.
You tied yourself. You chained yourself to that bush or whatever that was getting bulldozed.
Hell no, I won't go. Back
it's just
class.
A guy with shears.
Please move. Come on, John. No, I got it was it was weird because I hated my school.
Yeah.
But I would like defend its honor against kids from other schools.
Oh. What were kids from other schools doing at your playground?
I don't know. Like they would just show up. Mm. Like and maybe they were like older, so maybe they weren't even in school.
Yeah.
You know? Or I mean, they weren't
Miscreants.
That old, but like, yeah, yeah. Like I remember I would get in like, I came out of the school one time and there was like this gang of like kids who were probably 2 or 3 years older than
Ooh.
I was and at least a foot taller.
Yeah.
And I don't remember, like they were talking to somebody and they said something and I think it was the kind of situation like, you know, I can make fun of this person, but you can't,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know, because
yeah.
you don't belong here. And I said something like, you know, why don't you go where you belong or
Ooh.
Something like that? And he was like, well, what did you make me? And I was like, well, all right. So then I
wow.
like, just ran at him and shoved him. And of course
nice.
He went nowhere, you know, like he did not move at all.
That's too bad.
And then he just like gives me a toss and I go flying across the, across the blacktop. Yeah, it was bad. It was like a recurring theme for a long time. I think I was just disgruntled in general and looking to pick a fight with somebody.
You go flying by a kid who's doing like a British accent. I say.
So that's right, dude, meet me at the bleachers. The principal, non-student teachers. Both of us wanna be the winner, but there can only be one. So I'm gonna fight, gonna give it my all. Gonna make you fall, gonna suck it to you. That's right, I'm the last one standing, another one bites the dust. You toss me around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause ain't no holler back, girl. Ain't no holler back, girl. You toss me around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause ain't no holler back, girl. Ain't no holler back, girl.
Ironically, the worst situation I ever got into in the schoolyard happened long before that. And I wasn't angry at all.
Yeah.
And it was, I forget
You're
why
happy.
They did this. I was jolly. it's recess.
Some kid wouldn't give you your ball.
Right. So I came over, I punched him.
Face.
He gave me the ball back. It was great. So from now on,
yeah.
if I go to a restaurant, I say, I would like a glass of Chardonnay.
Punch.
And then they hand me a glass of Chardonnay. For whatever reason, they split us up. They put the girls in the back and the boys in the front of
that
the school.
Sounds like a song.
Girls,
the
in,
girls
the back,
in the back, the boys in the front.
That is a song, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
Huh. And then they would like switch. So like a Monday, the girls would be on the back yard and then
wow.
the boys would be out in the front lot and then they would switch the next day and then back and forth.
All right.
Well, there was no, the front, I mean, they were both basically just parking lots, but the back was much larger and had like those corners and crevices that you could use for like baseball or kickball or whatever. But the front was literally just like a square.
Yeah.
And there was nothing you could do out there. Mm. So one day, this kid decides to start throwing rocks at traffic. And I think I was like first grade, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm like 6 or 7. But I'm all into this, you know?
Whoa.
I'm like, this is great. Let's throw some rocks into traffic. And we were like not like, we weren't like throwing them at
You're
cars.
Like Macaulay Culkin in The Good Son.
Actually, yeah, I had a dummy that we would just throw into traffic. No, like we weren't throwing them at cars. We were just sort of tossing them out onto the road right before a car would come by to see if we could get it to go clink, 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 clink underneath the car. You know?
Wow. All right.
Maybe that's what we were doing. Maybe we were just throwing rocks. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, this one kid, actually the kid who had started it, I think, he ran over to the side and picked up this like giant rock, like the size of his head, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like a two-hander, you know? He had to hurl it with both hands in order to get it in the traffic. Well, he like, phew, heaves. The Before I go any further, I should point out that there are like three teachers out on this parking lot who
throwing
are supposed
rocks
to be
with you.
Yes, egging us on, going like, come on,
get
you
the
do
big one,
that.
Get the big one.
Throw the big one, yeah. Why don't you aim? Jeez. So they're watching this, you know, all these kids, and they're not seeing any of this. There are like five of us lined up right next to the road.
Wow.
We're standing there literally.
Well, you kids were always in a line doing something, it seems like. You're always in a row. If you're you're either looking for the
we're
sniper.
Either looking for the sniper.
You're standing in front of this, you know, bush or whatever. You're looking at a pipe. At the sewer. At this point, I'm sure they're like,
they're just
looking at
it.
Something.
Right. So the kid takes the two-hander rock,
yeah,
hurls it into traffic. there's this shattering sound, and this van screeches
Whoa.
To a halt in front of us. The kid turns and goes, hey, guys, I got one!
Whoa, what?
Oh, my I got one, guys! Gosh. This giant dude comes out of the van.
Yeah.
Comes around, like, looks at the window, and then immediately, like,
man.
Looks over at us, and we're like, bam, gone. We, like, just
wow.
take off. Of course, he got caught, and the rest of us got caught, and I don't know. I mean, I guess we had to go to detention or something. I don't really
Whoa.
Remember. I don't remember what happened after
Must
that.
Must not have been too bad.
No, it was fine. Man. Well, they didn't really have any place for us to go, you know?
They didn't,
like, they didn't actually
yet.
Have a
they
detention.
They couldn't prove anything.
Right, yeah.
They don't know through that.
Show me
rock.
Your surveillance footage. Yeah. Pardon me, chap, but please show me your evidence. Before I will accept this detention, I demand to see Exhibit
Dickon
A.
Dickon would never do something like that.
No, Dickon wouldn't.
No. Now, I mean, he wasn't an angel or anything, but he wouldn't endanger someone's life.
Oh, man.
I never got into any altercations, but fights broke out pretty regularly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And generally, it just resulted in torn T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
People
clawing
like,
at
each
other.
On each other and
yeah.
stuff. Yeah. But I myself, except for the one time getting punched, never had an issue like that.
Mm. I had the
Who
biggest...
Who would want to get in a fight with Dickon?
Right. Maybe somebody wanted to use the slide?
I didn't obstruct. You were free to use the slide. And you get a little show before you went down.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But the best schoolyard story that I have
yeah.
for you
yeah,
is this girl had Taco Bell for lunch. And nobody thought anything of it.
Yeah, whatever.
It's Taco Bell.
Wow.
Leftover Taco Bell.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't even reheat it.
Just ate it cold.
Just ate it cold.
Why not?
Right. That's what you do with leftover Taco Bell. You don't need to reheat it.
No need.
It's going to get soggy if you reheat it.
It's already soggy.
That's right. It's going to get soggier.
Yeah.
So you just eat it cold like she did.
Yeah.
Well.
Uh-oh.
Everybody gets out. They're at recess, standing in the schoolyard on the blacktop. And I was talking to somebody, and my back was to the Taco Bell girl.
Okay.
And... exchanging discussions with this person
yeah.
and suddenly her eyes widen. She's looking past me.
Uh-huh.
And I turn around just in time to see the Taco Bell girl sort
no,
of like hunched over yarfing Taco Bell. And
Ugh.
I mean, it's like bright purple.
Oh,
I mean, it's like the worst thing you
no.
could possibly imagine. And everybody scatters.
Yes.
Like, I'm sure that it was really not this many people because I don't think there were this many people at my school, but it seems like hundreds of kids scattering
yeah.
in every direction.
I'm
like a bomb goes off.
I'm
and they're
just
all
imagining like an overhead shot of this.
Yes, yes.
And suddenly,
this one
like,
girl hunched over
yeah,
and then everybody just
spreading out.
Yes, that's exactly what it seems
that's
like.
That's awesome.
Like a mushroom cloud. Everybody just bails. And then from there... In various corners of the schoolyard, everybody's, it continues.
Oh, no.
It continues all over the schoolyard.
Wow.
6, 7, 15 kids are getting sick.
Oh, my gosh.
The schoolyard, on the perimeter of the schoolyard.
Oh, man.
After having just ran off. It was amazing.
Wow.
Really amazing.
That is awesome.
Four squares played with a rubber playground ball on a square court with four players. When the ball is bounced into your square, you must then bounce it back without hitting twice in your own square, otherwise you are out. The object is to eliminate players in higher squares so that you can make it to the fourth square and be made king. Each time a player is knocked out, that square becomes vacant, and all the players move up to a higher numbered square to make the one square available for an incoming player. Knocked out players must go to the end of the line and await their next.
You know what a big thing on at recess for us at one point became four square. We would play it when we first started playing it. They had painted a four square box on our blacktop. You know, it's just four squares. In case you're unfamiliar.
Dear sir, what do you call this game?
Tell me. This game.
This game that is made up of four squares.
I noticed you have four squares.
What do you call it?
There was,
looks like fun.
Should we explain four square?
Okay. You know what we should? I don't think I actually even know what the rules of four square are.
Okay, well, four square, as I said, there's either a four square court, I guess you could call it, painted on the asphalt, or you just create your own. A lot of times what you would do is use the seams in a road or something.
Sure.
Or whatever. You need four squares. You need one big square divided into four quadrants.
Okay.
And you have a kickball.
Okay.
And the squares are designated as...
Now, when you say kickball, are you talking about like one of the rubber ones that really bounces? Or are you talking like a basketball or something along those lines that you're using
as a kickball?
It's best to
use a kickball, rubber. But you can use any ball that'll bounce.
All right.
Then the squares, if I remember correctly, are designated as follows. You have a king square, a queen square, was it a jack square? I can't remember. And I can't remember if there was an ace square. I think king was the top square.
Okay. Everybody
king square,
wanted to...
queen square, and then might have been jack square, and then like just the fourth square. I think I'm getting this wrong. What's important to know is that there is a top
deuce?
Square, and it's either king or ace.
Okay.
Deuce, maybe?
Deuce square?
Deuce. So anyway... You have four players. Mm-hmm. Each one stands in a quadrant, in a square. And the person in the king or ace square, I can't remember what it's called, is allowed to call out the rules for that particular round.
Okay.
And the way we played it, and this will, everyone, I'm sure, has their own version of four square, but the way we played it is there were all these sort of different ways that you could modify the game. So... regular plain Jane four square, as I understood it, was the ball could only bounce once in your square before you had to send it into another square.
Okay.
If you didn't touch the ball and if it bounced in your square and you don't touch it and it goes to the next square, you're out. If it bounces into your square and out of your square and you don't stop it, you're out.
Damn, this is a cutthroat game.
If the ball's coming into your square and you catch it before it bounces, that's called a gotcha. That's what we called a gotcha.
Okay.
You don't say gotcha, and the person who sent it into your square is out.
Is out. Okay.
Now, being out varies based on if there's only four of you playing and you get out, you go to the last square, and everyone shifts forward.
Okay.
If there's a line of people waiting to play, you go to the back of the line, and the next person comes into the fourth square. All right?
Okay. What do the people do who are in line?
They wait.
They just wait.
Yeah. Now, as the king square, you could call then variations on those basic rules. So you could say, okay, and you would just list off what was allowed. Gotchas, and then there were like typewriter, popcorn... spike, cherry bombs. Like there were all, we had tons of, and these are all
could
basically.
Could you make up your own?
I can't remember, maybe. Huh. But basically these were all like different throws.
Okay.
Corners. So like corners, the squares are all butted up against each other, you could bounce it in the far corner so that the other guy had no way of getting it. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So it would go in his corner and out. And
he
that
had
person
to wait
would be
for
out.
It to hit the ground. But by
or
the
he
time
could try to
out.
Catch it.
Right.
there was, I think it was something called a candy wrapper, where you would you'd throw the ball and twist it at the same time, so it would get some English on it, and it would basically bounce into the person's square and then go a direction they didn't expect.
Oh, yeah.
The typewriter was dribbling in someone's square. That was almost never legal because it's so absurd. Cherry bombs were like a huge spike into someone's square, and if they didn't catch it, they were out. You know, after when it came back down, like they didn't catch it. So there's all these variations on rules, and you'd sit there. If you were king, it was awesome because you get to call all the rules. But so we played this game. You know, everyone played Foursquare, and people would line up to play. And if you're in King Square, and you could stay in that square the whole game as long as you never get out. It's not like you have to leave.
Right. You don't eventually get rotated out.
Exactly. Unless you're knocked out.
Right.
So at a certain point, we got this teacher at school who decided to regulate our game of Foursquare.
What?
Yeah. So he came in and he was like, look, this is how you play Foursquare. And he eliminated all of our variations.
Oh.
And he said the only thing allowed are gotchas. And you can't. We played it so that you could catch the ball. Like, once it bounced in your square, you could catch it and hold it and then decide what to do. What I think is more traditional is you can only push it out of your square. You can't catch it and hold it. You have to, like, once it's in your square, you have to guide it
elsewhere.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
But one modification on that was there was, like, I think it was called bubbling. Where you could, like, sort of pass the ball back and forth between your hands quickly.
Okay.
So
it was still, it wasn't really in your control.
So it was still moving. You weren't holding it, but you also weren't sending it forward. But he was like, none of that. You have to hit it. You can't catch it. You know, you have to keep it going. Uh-huh. And basically, you would stand there and just regulate this game. And I don't know why.
What, did he not have anything better to do?
Yeah.
What a killjoy.
But Foursquare was huge, man. It was so huge. We, like I said, like, we came up with so many different, like, rules and variations and stuff, and it was a real art.
How long did this go on?
Oh, years. I mean, years. Foursquare. We played it at not even, you know, in my neighborhood. We would play Foursquare, and that was really interesting because the black at the schoolyard, the Foursquare box was relatively small. Mm-hmm. It was enough for you to stand in your box. You had a little bit of room around you. But when we played it in the neighborhood, we just used the seams in the road. So those squares were huge.
Oh, yeah.
So it became much harder to sort of manage your whole square.
So you can't even see the other person. Yeah. They're so far away.
But, yeah, it was a big deal. Yeah, like,
and this one's called Nagasaki.
Oh my gosh. So we played unadulterated for a few years before this teacher showed up and regulated our game.
Did you eventually, like, just have it out with that teacher?
Nah, he was too much of a hard ass.
Oh man, see, I would have recruited all of the kids.
Well, you were throwing rocks at cars.
Come on,
you had
Foursquarers. We can't let this happen.
You had no fear. We were.
You won't take our wobbles away. Or whatever that was called.
Bubbling.
Bubbling.
Typewriters, popcorn. I can't remember. Oh, well, popcorn may have been like you would send it into the other square with very little force, so it would barely bounce up. So they would have very little time to catch it.
To catch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, there was one. I forget what we called it, but you just basically, like, winged it at the person. So you just, like, as hard and as fast as possible at them so that they wouldn't be able to catch it. I forget what that was called.
This is called Lee Harvey Oswald.
This is called Sniper. A bunch of kids run up. Where? Cool.
Everybody abandons the Foursquare game. They run to the fence. Oh, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Do you have any other games? Were there any other games that you, like, were like, a phenomenon?
Not really. I mean, we would play kickball. Mm-hmm. Obviously, kickball was a big deal.
Yeah, that was big.
We had a ball field for that.
Hmm.
And you know what was interesting about kickball was, I don't know if you guys had this, but we were very particular about the pitching. in kickball. So if you the guy rolled at you, you didn't like the pitch, you could pick it up and toss it back.
I don't know if we could do that or not. I can't remember.
So like if it was too bouncy or if it was, way outside, you would grab it and be like, pitch it well. You wouldn't say well because you weren't that sophisticated.
Pitch it for real.
Yeah, pitch it right. I was no good at
kickball. I do believe that the chap that's in the batter's box has a point.
Dick had never played games.
Not a very good pitch.
He simply observed. I say, come now, pitcher. Throw the ball.
Come now, pitcher. What is this poppycock?
Please do roll the ball appropriately.
It's hardly much of a game if he can't kick the ball. Hardly qualifies as a kickball.
It's just watching. You never participate. I say, runner, run. What ho? That was the... I think that's what I remember most about kickball was the pitching. And I was not good at kickball.
Yeah.
I couldn't kick the damn ball. Like, I could kick it, but it went nowhere. I never could get it on base.
It just kind of like spin in the air a little bit.
Yeah, and then, or barely go forward. Or
yeah.
I could never, get a nice long hit out into the field.
Yeah.
It was always just a grounder right to first or something.
Mm.
It was too bad.
It's a shame.
It is a shame. But I still liked playing kickball.
Yeah, it was a fun game.
It's a fun game. There are kickball leagues.
Yeah. It makes me wonder why there aren't Foursquare leagues. I mean, clearly the popularity is there.
We should get people together and play Foursquare.
I like the idea that there's a Foursquare league and all it is just people checking in on Foursquare.
Aw, damn it.
Like, they stand in a square pattern.
So did they.
And they're like, cherry bomb! And they're like, quickly. It's all in, like, how hard you use your thumbs.
They need a Foursquare app. Wait a minute. So is that based, is that name
I don't know.
From
I don't,
the game?
I don't think so.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't really seem to have any relevance.
Like, what's the connection?
They just thought it was fun, probably.
Because even the logo has, like, a ball bouncing, doesn't it?
Maybe that's, like, to reference the grid. Like,
I don't like it. I wish they hadn't used that name.
We should take it back. We should take it back.
Yeah.
You got to go find all those kids that you played Foursquare with.
They wouldn't stand up to Mr. Savage. Why would they stand up to anyone else?
Get Mr. Savage on your side. Yeah.
Oh, the
audience,
yes.
The audience is not expecting that.
You're right.
That's what you got to do. You got to get Mr. Savage on your side. No, but first you got to get the kids together.
Yeah.
And then you got to storm to the Foursquare office and you got to be like, we're taking back our game.
Well,
and they're going to like shut the door.
No, hang on. When I get those kids together, first I'm going to be like, look, we all love this game. We played this game as kids, and I need your help. I need you to help me stop this app from using the name incorrectly. And they're like, whatever. I'm too busy. Blah. I'm not a kid anymore. You're dumb. I don't know why they're so mean to me. But then I'm like, I've got the perfect person to help us out. And they're like, who? And then we cut to the Foursquare offices. And I like pounding on the door. What was your scenario? You take it from here because you had some kind of.
Oh, well, I said, like, you try to go in there. You get the kids together.
Yeah, they're on me. They're
you got
with
a team.
Now.
First, you play Foursquare for old time's sake. Everybody's like, everybody like doubts,
Yeah.
At first. And then you're like, all right, then. That's fine. I understand. I understand. But before you guys go. Wait. How about one last game?
Well, I think what happens is there's like one ringleader who's with the kids who's like, there's no way we could ever do this. And I'm like, no. And they're like, it's a shot of him just standing there, arms crossed and angry.
Yeah.
And then you hear a bing, and a four square ball bounces at him and he catches it in the air. And I'm like, gotcha. And then we do a montage of us playing.
Yes. Yeah. It played like with like Huey Lewis and the News playing over you. Like.
Is it The Power of Love?
Yeah. Let's go with it. Yeah.
And then at the end of the montage, we're all like sort of laughing arm in arm and stuff. And the one ringleader is like, I wish we could do this, but I don't think there's any way we can get those guys to change that name. And that's when I'm like, don't worry, I've got an idea.
My name is Mr. Savage. You all apparently don't know how to play Foursquare in this office.
He brings a kickball with him and starts beating people in the face. Boom. Boom. Change the name. Boom. What? No. Boom.
He's just knocking over computers.
All right. We'll change the name. Get out of here.
What would they call it then? What would the new name be? Tetherball?
Yeah, Tetherball. Oh, man.
Oh, that's awesome. We should go. We should go find a schoolyard.
Yeah. No corners. No. No typewriters. No cherry bombs. But you can do gachas, Nagasakis, and line drives.
I don't like that. Bring back the cherry bomb.
All right. We'll maybe. We'll see. But I'm King Square.
Damn it.
Put it in the archive.
Oh, thank you.